The Speaker of the Queensland Parliament has banned television network cameras from parliamentary proceedings until the end of August. Fiona Simpson has decided to eject television news cameras from the chamber after stations put to air protests in the public gallery during debate on changes to civil unions legislation. She says the broadcast of that footage was in breach of access rules. Nance Haxton in Brisbane compiled this report.
If the attendants could try as calmly and peacefully as possible to please clear the gallery.
Rowdy protests in the public gallery interrupted debate in the Queensland Parliament recently over changes to civil unions legislation. But it is the television news footage of these protests that has upset the Speaker Fiona Simpson so much that she has banned television network cameras from Parliament for the next 9 sitting days. That effectively means that no television station will be able to film parliamentary proceedings until the end of August. The Speaker Fiona Simpson declined to be interviewed by AM. Her statement to the Queensland Parliamentary Media Gallery says,
I write to inform you that a notice of breach of the media access policy has been issued, with resulting penalties being in effect immediately.
President of the Queensland Parliamentary Media Gallery, Patrick Condren, says they hope the Speaker will reconsider the ban.
The alleged breach happened more than 2 weeks ago. This is the first we've heard from the Speaker's office about any concerns they had with regard to the showing of the protesters in the public gallery.
And so this means for 9 parliamentary sitting days that TV cameras won't be allowed?
That's right. It's the first time since they were introduced into the Parliament by Wayne Goss that the cameras have been banned from the floor. You know, they say a picture paints a thousand words, and while newspaper reporters and radio reporters and indeed television reporters will still be able to cover the proceedings in the chamber, obviously not having access to those television images, it's a vital part of telling the story.
The media access agreement agreed to by the media gallery states,
in the event of unparliamentary behaviour or disturbance by strangers in the gallery, the camera is to focus on the chair or a slightly wider angle shot of the chamber, which incorporates the chair, but which does not show the offending incident.
Penalties for breaching the agreement are outlined in the document as withdrawing broadcast rights for 3 days for a first offence or 6 sitting days for a second breach. The Speaker, Fiona Simpson, did not outline in her statement why she decided banning cameras for 9 sitting days was more appropriate. The decision has raised concerns that it potentially heralds a more oppressive political era. Griffith University politics lecturer Dr. Paul Williams says regardless of the rules, such a ban on media coverage is not appropriate, particularly given the massive majority of the LNP government.
One would hate to think that the Speaker would be protecting the government and that hopefully the Speaker would be protecting the Parliament itself.
The Speaker says that the broadcast of that footage was in breach of the access rules. Is that a justification, do you think, for this ban?
Well, no, I don't think it is. I think if that were the case, it's a justification for having a word with commercial television networks and sitting them down and saying, these are the rules. If you don't participate and abide by those rules, you won't be allowed to participate. But to place a unilateral ban on television cameras covering the workings of the chamber for the nightly news is, I think, a step too far, and I think it's very much out of step with the 21st century.
Senior politics lecturer at Griffith University, Dr. Paul Williams, ending that report from Nance Haxton.